For our global hit today, we turn to one of our reporters who's usually on the foreign policy beat, but who also has a strong abiding interest in music. The World's Matthew Bell, you just got back from Israel, and you wanted to find out what people are listening to there. What'd you find out?
So I went into a CD shop in Tel Aviv on Shinkin Road, one of the hippest parts of town, and my cultural guide was the CD shop owner, Gal Offer is his name, and basically just started off by going in and saying, look, what's your biggest seller right now?
Biggest seller right now is Asaf Avidan, which is a guy who sings in English and sounds like Janis Joplin.
A guy?
Yeah, a guy.
She can make the birds and bees get down on her little knees. She can whisper to the breeze and make it to the bark of trees.
What does he sort of bring to Israeli ears?
He's really good. He's really, really good. The album is amazing. He just got signed to Sony Records globally. He's going to be huge.
She can make a foghorn ring. She can make a mountain swing. She will make it clip your wings. She will get your tears.
The album is called Poor Boy Lucky Man. It moves from bluesy to rock to folk. And if it does sell big, Offer says Asaf Avidan and the Mojos will be one of the few Israeli artists to make it big globally in recent years. One exception, he says, is a duo that's been around for about 10 years now with the endearing name Infected Mushroom.
They started just like in the psychedelic trance scene, which is big in Israel, but they stepped out of that and now they're more like kind of like, even like Linkin Park, kind of rock and metal and electronic and, you know. So they managed to widen their, you know, their crowds and they're doing really good. They're playing like huge gigs in the States, in Australia, Europe, all over.
So Offer told me that hip-hop might rule the world, but it's not so happening right now in Israel. But there was one exception, an underground group called Oxum, that is getting people's attention.
They come from Netanya. They sing about, like, really cool stuff that's going on in the streets. You know, they're really good. You can see by the pic, you know, like Jay-Z meets Bob Marley or whatever.
On my way out the door, Offer grabbed one more CD for me. It's from another Israeli group that's actually doing very well globally right now.
These guys, by the way, they're the Monotonics. They played before Melvins, Faith No More, Queens of the Stone Age, everybody. They're huge. They're like Iggy Pop and the Stooges, but with more energy. Just pure garage punk, dirty, slimy, sleazy, really, really fantastic group. So catch them live.
If you want to hear and see some more dirty, slimy, sleazy Monotonics, go to our website to see a video of them playing in front of Gal Offer's CD shop in Tel Aviv. The website, of course, is theworld.org.
That's great stuff, Matthew. And we should also remind our listeners that while you're at theworld.org, weigh in on the continuing discussion about what's on your iPod. You'll see it at theworld.org. I'm Marco Werman from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. Thank you for listening.
The World's Global Hit Podcast is brought to you in part by Medtronic, recognized for environmental leadership with a commitment to reduce our environmental impact and mitigate the impact on climate change. A corporate responsibility report can be found at Medtronic.com.